All right, we got a Hall of Famer on the line. Hall of Famer that started his executive career
in Hartford,
picking Jeff O'Neill fifth overall. Wow. He wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame without that draft.
All right.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's the GM of the Penguins, Jim Rutherford. What's it like to be called a Hall of Famer, Jim?
Yeah, hard to get used to, but sounds good.
Yeah. I would guess. I mean,
Jimmy, did you know it was coming? I mean, that they always have these publicized, there's video of it, them calling and the guy has to act surprised. Did you kind of know it was coming, or did you have to say, oh, wow, what a great surprise?
No, I didn't know it was coming. Actually, I wasn't thinking about it. We got a lot going on here right now with the Penguins, and I was aware that, it's the time of year they vote. Because I followed it in other years, and after winning a couple of cups, I've thought a few times, I wonder if I'll ever get a call from them, and then I got it, and it really hit you. It was a humbling experience when I heard Lanny McDonald's voice and John Davidson.
You mentioned how busy you are. You're currently the GM of the Penguins. In a weird way, do you wish they could have called you in like 3 weeks? When all the work was done and you could really embrace it, or what?
No, I'm not going to be choosy about the time of that call.
Right. How busy do you expect to be in the next week and a half with your team?
Well, I'm really busy right now sorting through some things. As I said, at the end of the season, I thought maybe a few of our guys were getting a little too content, and I'd like to change things up a bit. And, I'd still like to do that. So we got our development camp going. We got lots of meetings going, and we're seeing if we can make some changes.
With Jim Rutherford, the GM of the Penguins, you've been in the game for a while. You've taken a lot of big swings. You've made a lot of big trades. What's that like? Like, how do you go to bed at night after pulling off like a game changing trade? How often is it still kind of running through your mind whether or not you made the right move?
It doesn't. I don't think about it a lot after. I mean, you wonder how it's going to turn out, but when the news breaks for the media and the fans to debate it and have those discussions that you're having at that point are discussions we've had for a month. And so you just get to the point where you make a decision, you get a consensus within the organization, and then you do it. And you hope it's the right thing. You hope it works out for both teams. And you just have to wait over time to see what happens.
When you were, I guess, having your meetings, you mentioned the last month, and it's been very busy for you, the draft leading up. Did you have an idea? Obviously, everyone was talking about the cap and what number it was going to be. Did you kind of have to have a phantom number in your mind and work backwards from that as far as the way you're going to shape the team? Would you have liked to known the cap number a little bit sooner so that you could be proactive with it?
Yeah, you'd like to know it sooner. I mean, there's not much you can do about the timing of it, and it's hard for the league to project it, partway through the year and everything. But we were working off a higher number than it ended up being. Prior to the number being announced, we made the Ole Mata trade. We like Cahoon, the player we got back, and we had extra defensemen. But if we didn't make that trade at that point, we'd really be scrambling today. I probably wouldn't have time for this call.
With Jim Rutherford, the GM of the Penguins, again, it was announced yesterday he's heading into the Hall of Fame in the Builders category in the fall. Your history in Pittsburgh has been a pretty fascinating one, because you won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and then you look at the most recent scenario in the playoffs, you guys got swept in the first round. You've already announced right here, and you've told the world you would like to make some changes, but how do you balance, a cup pedigree that is clearly still here with the core of this team, and the old, what have you done for me lately, where the last time we saw your team play in the playoffs, you got swept?
Well, I'm not losing sight of the fact we had 100 points, and it's a 100-point team 4 years in a row. So I recognize not only our top players, but we have a lot of good players. But what happened to this team this year, we couldn't ever really get to the point where we came together as a team. And you have to do that in order to deal with adversity, which we ran into in the first round. You get down 2-0 by your opponent, and if you're together as a team and you're determined, you have a more of a chance of bouncing back. And we played pretty well in the first two games against the Islanders. We come up short. So our year certainly was disappointing, but from a, you know, it wasn't as bad as it looks being swept four straight. So I do have to balance that. But as I said earlier, I think with the success of the team over the last few years, a few guys have got a little too content, and we just need to change it up. And whoever the players end up being traded, I'm not even saying that they were an issue on the team. I just think we have to change the mix of our team and come into camp with a little more determination and excitement.
Has any GM, you don't have to name names clearly, but has any GM ever had the audacity to call you up and ask if Sidney Crosby might be available?
No.
Never happened.
No.
Yeah. I figured that's probably a no.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, sometimes you've heard crazier stories, right?
Yeah.
Not that crazy.
We all do funny things and stupid things, but I don't think we could get to that level.
No. I think that's probably a smart way to build the team moving forward. Well, congratulations again on a really great accomplishment yesterday and a great career. And we'll see you down at the Hall of Fame in the fall. We look forward to it. And thank you for doing this, Jim.
Yep. Take good care of over there.
Oh, we got him.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. And he's available for a speech, too, at the Hall of Fame if you need him. Don't worry about that.
I might call on him. I've seen some of them.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Here's Jim Rutherford. I always wanted to ask that question.